This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's T-Bone time, TMI with TIM, and the floor is yours.
Talked a lot about a lot of the Orioles outfielders. Well, what about one of the mainstays, Cedric Mullins, who has been here through the rebuild, and now when you would think of those quote-unquote old heads, if you will, the Santanders, Hayes, and Mullins, well, he's outlasted the other two and entering the final year of control as an Oriole. And first part of last year, really bad. First 60 games, 532 OPS for Ced, but he did finish the year extremely strong. Last 87 games, spanned 300 plate appearances, 834 OPS, 34 RBIs, 12 home runs, 19 stolen bases. But what is his role going to be now? I have found it interesting, and we're still barely even into the Grapefruit League season, not even a full week into Grapefruit League season, but he's batted third twice and he's batted second once. He was slated to bat third in the game that was rained out the other day. So could we see him bat higher in the lineup than last year? And we know a couple years ago he was used in that leadoff spot a lot. Last year, not so much. Only appeared in that leadoff spot 6 games. Extremely small sample size, but an 857 OPS. He batted second 8 times, third 2 times, fourth 3 times, fifth 4 times, and then the vast majority towards the end of the lineup. But I just think when it comes to Ced, and they really did platoon him a ton last year because his numbers against lefties were not pretty, 506 OPS. But I would like to see him lead off batting right-handed pitching, assuming he gets off to a solid start, which he didn't last year. You get that speed in, and he's a guy that can bunt for a base hit, and we've seen that numerous times.
We did this exercise a few weeks ago, right? We came up, most of the time you're facing right-handed pitching. Mm-hmm. Our preferred lineup, not what we thought they would do, but what we think would be optimal lineup when you face your average right-hander. And I had Cedric Mullins leading off. And if it turns out that it doesn't work, then so be it. But I think it's time to find out about that, because I think with no Santander, that Gunner leadoff is suboptimal for me. And I don't see a whole lot of other options outside of Ced. I got to see a whole lot less swing and miss and a whole lot more get on base from Kowser at this young stage of his career before I'm willing to put him there. I know some people have suggested him because it's a left-handed bat and he's young and athletic, but I'm not putting that on him. Jackson Holliday's might be there by this time next year. I'm not even, like, he don't need that on him either. Let's just establish him as a consistent second baseman and somebody who can get on base at the major league level and contribute. We don't need to have him being, you know, the energizer bunny or the catalyst. To me, It's Cedric. And Cedric's in his walk year. And Cedric would relish the opportunity. And we've had Cedric on the show a million times over the years. And while he's always said, I'll do anything they want me to do, it's clear that he gets off on being the leadoff guy. And he had he had more professional at-bats than pretty much anybody on this team outside of maybe Gunnar Henderson from the point Jordan Westberg got hurt on through the rest of the year. So I would do it. But I think they play favorites, and I think they have guys who they want to wrap themselves around and guys who they're looking to rid themselves of. And I think you saw in the postseason, told you everything you need to know about what they think of Cedric Mullins.
With that, and he drove in the only run.
Yeah.
With that being considered, though, his name was hot heading into that deadline last year in terms of possibly being moved. Could he be one of those major league guys that they're thinking about moving?
Now?
Not right now. I'm saying towards the deadline. Like,
I mean, they should be open to anything at any time.
That's a weird one now, though, because he's in his walk year. Like, if you're a buyer.
I'm 100%
with you. Well, you're not. But I mean, they've never sold at the right time on anybody. Let's be real about that.
That's kind of my point.
They've always been a day late, a dollar short with that stuff. So it would be on brand.
That's fair.
If Colton Cowser gets off to a rip-roaring start and they think that O'Neill is going to stay healthy and they've still got Heston's power bat from the left side, I would never say never, but like...
I'm not saying
that's
I would,
that's a tough match to find because we know what they're going to be looking for, right? They're going to be looking for a starting pitcher. And how many teams that are trading a controllable starting pitcher want a 31-year-old center fielder in his walk year?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're gonna have to add a lot more to that pot.
That's what I'm saying. How much does it goose the pot for them when they're more interested in your younger, cheaper assets?
To echo your point though, Jason, he should be their leadoff guy against right-handed pitching. Like Gunnar Henderson.
Don't knock it till you try it again.
Yeah, Gunnar Henderson should be batting
second,
third. Like maybe Gunnar second, Jordan Westberg third. Like Adley should be more around fifth.
I'm with you there, but that's not how Adley's either second or third.
Married to the
you can't like bite Gotta your keep, tongue, bite your lip.
Can't
you,
quit the
you,
bit.
This is not your thing, but say the rosary and sign of the cross. Like that's blasphemy. That's a heretic concept. Adley Rutschman not in the top three of your lineup.
I think he's got to earn it.
It's impossible. Again. Oh, he's earned it. He earned it the day he was picked 1-1 ahead of Bobby Witt. Yeah. He earned it with the only guy who counts.
Coming up next, Maryland. What a gut punch the end of that game was last night. They lose to Michigan State. We'll recap with Chris Nockey. He was on the broadcast. Johnny Holiday, Walt Williams, right here on 105.7 The Fan. He joins us next.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.